Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, in this podcast, it's quite clear that this is a man who dares to dream, looks out there at the big night sky and thinks, who on earth from Australian television commercial history could we stalk next? Was there enough interest in the Paul's Smart Milk lady? Paul's Smart Milk. Smart choice. Smart lady in front of the camera doing a very smart list of milk variations in a very smart advert. But would we chat to her on a very smart show? Is there enough demand? Find out in the podcast. Plus, Holly Barter, smart woman, came in. She figured out an idea that she could make money and like sort of getting other people's Tinder accounts who were too busy to find love and be swiping and chatting and all that. She poses as them, sets them up on dates, and then sends them off to the actual dinner. Genius. Making a lot of money as well. Plus, banned baby names. Shit baby names. Baby names that shouldn't even be said, let alone written in text on a birth certificate. We get to that as well. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, I'm very excited. Apprehensive would be a word that also describes my mood, because this is something where I'm pretty committed to this. I'm willing to go the whole hog. I'm willing to commit physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally to the track down of, well, I mean, a celebrity that we all grew up with. Big fans of the show would have heard late towards the end of last year, radio at its finest, a track down of what's known as the Lubemobile Boy.
That's 13, 30, 32.
Yeah, we put the call out on 13, 10, 60. Do you know of the Lubemobile Boy's whereabouts? Have you heard any whispers of where the Lubemobile Boy may be? What is the Lubemobile Boy up to now? With the help of the country, we managed to track him down, get his social media details. He came into the studio, managed to recreate the live action remake of the Lubemobile advert 20 years on.
Lubemobile will come to you.
13, 30, 32. Yeah, it was big. It was big. So, I mean, and producer Jack will vouch for this, Danny. We were flooded. We were inundated with messages from news outlets asking to reprint the story. They wanted to, you know, news.com.au printed it. Daily Mail were printing it. Lots of traction for the show.
The video went viral of him doing it
as well. That's on the Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show as well. It was massive. I had I don't know if I told you, I had the project contact me over the holidays as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got kicked off. It was a busy show. They wanted me on for a second to talk about Lubemobile Boy. It was a busy night. The Irwins were on. Bloody Bobby Irwin kicking me off my debut. Anyway, I digress. A lot of traction, a lot of interest with Lubemobile Boy. I thought, God, I mean, is it just a one-off? Was it a fluke? Were people just interested in the one-time novelty of a good old-fashioned novelty cult track down? Or is there something more in this? I've been racking my brain. I thought, who else came close to Lubemobile Boy back in the day? As far as TV adverts, cult status, adverts that are just etched into your memory for the dawn of time. And I figured out the perfect person that we could maybe track down. Definitely different characteristics to the Lubemobile Boy, but oh so similar at the same time. I brought this up in the meeting today. I was very excited about it. It divided the office in half. Some people, oh, I remember that person. I remember that person. Yes, what are they doing now? Where are they? Oh, God, so many questions. The other half said, what? Excuse me, I've never heard of that person before. Please explain. 13, 10, 60. Is there enough interest, I guess? Because we can go whole hog on this.
All he ever wanted was a bottle of milk.
Bottle of milk, thanks.
But he got so much more.
Low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein soy.
It's been 10 whole years since we've seen her.
This tastes like full cream milk. And only 2% fat.
Should we try and find the Paul's Smarter White Milk Lady?
Should we? Should we? Yes, we should. Paul Smarter Milk Lady. Paul Smarter Milk, smart choice. How did you not remember that as a kid, producer Jack? What the hell's going on there?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Like, I'm happy to be proved wrong on this because obviously you know about it and a few other people are crazy about it, but it's not something that I recall. I could not quote it. I can't even picture the woman.
Right. She was a scoundrel. It must have been late 50s, early 60s. A little bit of a portly woman. The sass on the bird. was nothing short of spectacular. She freaks that man out. All he wanted was the milk. I'd love to know what the Paul's Smart Milk Lady is doing now. 13 10 60. But before I go tit first into this and commit to the bit, just want to make sure I'm not wasting my time, because this could change the path of the show for the next couple of weeks. A big track down. 13 10 60. Expressions of interest for the Paul's Smart Milk Lady. Do you know what we're talking about? Are you very keen to hear her story? Where is she now? Or do you have absolutely no clue? Gauging interest. It's the people show. We'll do what the people want. 13, 10, 60. We tracking down the Paul Smart Milk Lady. We'll get the calls on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
If you've just tuned in, expressions of interest are being taken to see if we can track down one of the biggest cult heroes on Australian television commercials of all time. Big fans of the show remember the huge giddy heights and success we had last year. Pure ecstasy when we managed to track down Lube Mobile Boy and for Lube Mobile Boy to recreate the famous 133032 ad, Lisp and All, 25 years on.
That's 133032.
Yeah, it was massive. It was absolutely massive. Wanting to figure out if this was just a one-off sort of excitement, little novelty piece, or if there is serious supply and demand for this show to be tracking down Australian legends in the commercial industry, especially in the milk commercial industry.
All he ever wanted was a bottle of milk.
Bottle of milk, thanks.
But he got so much more.
Low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein soy.
It's been 10 whole years since we've seen her.
This tastes like full cream milk. And only 2% fat.
Should we try and find the Paul's Smarter White Milk Lady?
It's as simple as that. Should we try and find the Paul's Smarter White Milk Lady after all these years? Can I just say the phones have gone off? They've gone off, haven't they? Absolutely sizzling out there. I'm not sure whether it's complete anger, saying, "What are you doing, mate? Move on. You're delirious. You've had your Lube Mobile fix. Concentrate on another avenue." Or are people saying, "Oh my God, yes, it was the track down I never knew I wanted." Linda in Melbourne.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You remember the lady? Do I? She scares me.
Yes.
And as a child, I would freak out every time I went to a milk bar. It was like, I was scared she'd be in every milk bar. She scared me more than my teachers at school. And it's like, you look at the new generation of milk now, like the HE milk and that, and I'm like, am I meant to know what's in all of these? Am I meant to know this? Oh, to this day, she scarred me for life. Yeah.
There's a very interesting demeanour about it. Not sure whether she's a complete psychopath or that really loving grandma. She knew her milks down to a T. She set the standard as far as milk variety goes.
She had that look and the way she like presented herself on that counter and that look and that voice, that was enough to know, you know what, you better know your milk before you go into that milk bar.
Yeah, I bet that man never went back. Thanks, Linda. We're off to a good start. Look, Nicole from Sydney, cook doesn't make a whole kitchen, but should we track down the Paul's Smart White Milk Lady?
Hi. Yeah, look, you know what, I certainly remember her. But you know what? A lady who's certainly not as iconic as the lady that screamed out of the window saying, "I'm not happy, Jack." That's the lady that took the cake for me. But I do remember the milk lady. She was there, but not quite as there as some others, I think.
Not going to lite, taking the wind slightly out of my kite surf sails by trying to muddy the waters with Jen. And, I mean, if you're going to muddy the waters, can we please get the quote right? I believe it. She was not happy, Jen. She wasn't, "I'm not happy, Jen." Obviously, hasn't etched enough of a memory for Nicole. Look, it's what is great about this is that there's enough awareness for the milk lady and there's enough demand for trackdowns. People love a good trackdown of alumni. This could be the second of a very long list of people that we start stalking on the show. Star in Amina Beach, hello.
Yeah, I definitely think you should track her down. That spill that she delivers was epic. It was so cool.
Low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein, soy, light skim, omega-3, high calcium with vitamin D and folate or extra dollop. No one knows what extra dollop is. Not sure if he made that up at the end. Very much am keen to try a bottle of milk with an extra dollop of cream in it.
Yeah.
I would love to see if she's still got the charisma to this day and age. Can you imagine a good old-fashioned reenactment? I think it could be Radio Girl. This is very promising. Last call, Tharyn in Bendigo on 131060.
Hey,
hello. There, very good. Thank you. What do you think? You remember this lady loud and clear?
Oh, most definitely. The thing I want to know is that is she like that in person? Did she really put on a good show, or is she like that?
This is exactly...
You know, I work in milk every day, so I quite often have a giggle when someone asks me, which milk should I choose?
Of course.
That line always goes through my head, so as soon as I heard this, I was like, yep, I'm ringing. I want to know this lady.
All right, this is very exciting indeed. Producer Jack, he is the be-all and end-all of the show. Producer Jack, can you confirm or deny it is enough being done to whet your appetite out there for a good old-fashioned milky track down?
Look, the people have spoken. I think we have to.
Get around me! Get around me!
Paul Smart Milk Lady, that is happening. We will start tracking it down pretty soon. I can feel it in me waters, me milky waters already. All right, get on it. Get on it, Producer Jack. Low fat, no fat, full cream. We'll see if we can get our hands on it. Any leads, please send them through to the Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show. We'll get to them and we'll retouch on that tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Tell you what, sick of the runaround of dating apps, from penis pics to time wasters? Well, a Sydney woman has come up with a unique solution. It is Holly Barter from Match Smith. Get around her. Hello, Holly Barter.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good, thank you. Very good, thank you. Yes, condolences. Yes, welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Look, you came out with a genius idea. What started as taking hold of your girlfriend's Tinder accounts, yes, at little parties and pre-drinks and stuff, and mm-hmm, having a bit of a flick around, which I know a lot of girls do, and it's a bit of fun. And then you thought, hey, you know what? Well, these girls, they're wasting a lot of time. They're sick of, you know, so many people who aren't the real deal. They're busy. They're working full time. Why don't I take on the whole Tinder experience for them? Yeah. And once I finally get the juice from them, then they go on the real date. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
How's business?
It's going very well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better than I ever anticipated. I think there's much more of a market out there for people that want that assistance and are less shy about asking for it now.
Is it guys and gals that ask for your assistance?
That's right. Yeah, I have more women that I work for than men. About 70% women.
70-30.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So there's still quite a few blokes going around, like, excuse me.
Yes.
You don't have enough time on my hands.
Yeah, a lot of corporates as well.
Really?
Because they get everything. It's like I'm their EA for dating. Okay.
So do you impersonate the person that they've matched with? Or do you tell them? Are you outright saying, hey, they've hired me?
No. So I'm absolutely fly under the radar. I would never reveal in case that got them in any sticky situations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I learn enough about my clients that I know, you know, their favourite things, favourite dates, all those details to answer those sort of first questions that pop up in initial conversation. Yeah.
Okay. So off the bat, what is the biggest number one turn off that people can stop doing straight away that maybe...
There's so many. I think if it's a profile thing, I think the number one thing I find a big turnoff is the terms and conditions people, and they're the ones that have as many words as they can fit into their bio, telling you exactly what they want, what they will not stand for.
Yeah, I hate that. And I would instantly swipe left to that if I ever got to the stage where I actually end up ever clicking on someone's profile and reading down into it. But at the moment, I'm at that stage where I'm just swiping right without even looking.
Yes, so you're volume.
I am the volume person. Well, you've got to be let's not beat around the bush. The supply and demand level for chicks versus dudes on these dating apps
is different.
Dramatically stacked. I mean, this chick in the office the other day, she showed me, Tinder notified her of her 15,000th match. You kidding me? 15,000!
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
I barely get 15 in a year, for goodness sake. That's the thing. With guys, you just got to swipe, swipe, swipe. You see what you get, and then you weed out from there. I think girls, maybe it's a bit more like, you can go through and
be a bit more picky.
Yeah, exactly. It's a buyer's market. Like, is the dick pic epidemic as bad as everyone's saying it is? Because I'm not sending them.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's a bit overhyped, that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think... You can do, there's certain tricks for your profile that will make people less inclined probably to send those pictures.
Yeah, I see. Okay. What about the flap snap? Because I've received one, but I don't find it's too flap snap heavy at this point.
I think that is an emerging trend, but I can't say I've ever witnessed that.
Are you just doing Tinder? Because there's a lot of dating apps out there at the moment.
I'll do everything. So it might be like OkCupid or JSwipe.
Do you do Elite Singles? Because I'm on there. And
Yes, anything my clients want. Yes.
Yeah, really. What about producer Jack out there? He's on Grindr at the moment. His New Year's resolution is to find love.
Yeah.
You could do the Producer Jack's Grindr profile as well.
How much do you charge like for one profile?
For one profile, so I start, I have different levels. So if it's just a profile like brush up, it'll be around like the $90 mark, depending on how much you have done. And then if I'm managing your app, I charge $1,500 a month.
Wow.
But that is me working for you every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of like you're paying me a mini salary to manage all of that.
Yeah. Great. Well, and they say you can't put a price on love.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Is there any difference between the apps? Like let's just say the big two, Tinder and Bumble. Do you find there are... I get very sick of people saying, Tinder's for sex, Bumble's for relationships. Like, what are you talking about? They're both for whatever you want them to be.
That's right. I think it's whatever you make of it. Mm. I think there's a little bit more profile screening from what I know on Bumble, so you'll maybe get less people putting up like really obvious stock photos as their headshots. But other than that, I think you could absolutely find love on both.
Why are ladies not responding to my super likes? I get one every 24 hours. I'm firing them off every 24 hours. I would have thought a lady would be very flat to receive a super like. Is it coming on too strong?
It's too intense.
Is it?
I say no super likes. Either way.
No one ever replies to my super like.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think they should remove that as a function.
All right. No more super likes.
No more.
So the Tinder Gold option, there's really the discard the fact that you get 10 free super likes or whatever a day about
that.
Yeah. You've been perusing through my Tinder profile at the moment. I said open book. You go through there, look at whatever you want.
Yes.
First thoughts, assessments, the old Lake Dog 5000.
So I think you have, first of all, what I like about it, pros, you're very forward with asking for someone to get off the app and I think and meet you in person. So that's very important. That's one of my number one
things. I'll never spend any more than like 3 or 4 sentences before it's like, well, should we get a coffee?
Yeah. Because
what are we going to do otherwise? We're just going to chat for 2 weeks
end,
on this app?
The magic's going to happen when you're in front of one another and not on there.
Yep.
And I noticed you have a few core pickup lines, something about calling someone, having a rad face. Explain
get around
that.
Me. Get around me. I just say rad face. That's all I say. That's my opener. Rad face. And then the peace sign. It's like it's friendly enough. They probably haven't received it before. Doesn't take very long to write. Even less time to copy and paste it.
I was going to ask that, yeah.
I also do... I'm doing a university assignment on the perfect face. May I use your photos as a case study in my PowerPoint presentation?
That's a new one. I haven't heard that.
Classic. Some people legit think that that's not tongue-in-cheek. Like, if you do, I shall report you to the Tinder police. I'm like, whoa, settle down, babes. Don't think we're the soulmates. And my final one, I don't mind as well the emojis. I get the slice of cheese emoji, and then I've got the pickup truck, and then I put another cheese, and then a pickup truck, cheese, pickup truck, and then I go... Hope you like cheesy pickup lines. Get around me.
I like it as creative.
It's
I do.
Enough. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Look,
what are the cons to his profile?
The cons? I think maybe you're a little bit too jokey. Maybe.
Too jokey?
Yeah.
Really?
Because that's your personality. Hmm. You know, you're a comedian. But maybe that could come across as taking it a bit less seriously.
Interesting.
If you find someone you do, you know, feel a real connection with, even on the chat, I would say maybe less sort of crying, laughing emojis.
I do forget. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, I do the crying, laughing emoji a lot. Yeah. And I do. I joke a lot. Sometimes the chicks that I go on Tinder dates with who never want to see me again, we get them on the show to be completely honest as to why they never want to see me again. Usually it's something to do with that I talk about poo too much. Or, you know, I'm too much into like just weird little things. I was flicking my nipple or like pretending to like milk myself or something. She's like, that's not first date applicable. Look, you are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this, and no one's seen more unsolicited dick pics than you. No one's seen more Tinder openers than you. We're thinking about doing this.
Just say, hey, what the hell is it you say without getting blocked?
Oh, yeah, continue.
Wow.
I really got carried away there in the recording studio earlier on today. 131060, can people give you a call right now, Holly, and they can test their Tinder opener?
Let's do it.
And you can almost like rate it down to 5. You can say the pros, or you can say the cons, you can say whether that, what a girl's really thinking.
Yes.
In that case, or a chick, if she wants to, you know, jump on the front foot and maybe she's on Bumble and she has to chat to the dude first.
That's right.
Yeah?
It's a lot of pressure.
Okay, rate your opener. On 131060. If you think you've got a good one, or there's one you're thinking about trying out, there's one you're always throwing out there, the Tinder expert, Holly Barter from Matchsmith. She's going to give you free advice on how you can get a little better. or whether it's money for Jan. Calls on the air next, 131060. Test your Tinder opener. We'll get them on in minutes.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Test your opener.
Just say, hey, what the hell is it you say without getting blocked? Without getting blocked. Without getting blocked. Without getting blocked. Very, very thin tightrope, isn't it? Holly Barter from Matchsmith trying to sort of initiate conversation on dating apps without coming across creepy, without coming across too serious.
Yes.
Just got to find that exact amount of like cheekiness and
right
approachability,
balance.
Hey? Yeah. Okay, so you are, your business is Matchsmith. You take over people's Tinder and Bumble accounts, etc.
Yes.
Find love for them. They're too busy. They're sick of the dick pics. They're sick of the time wasters and all that.
Yes.
And you go through and you sieve them out and you pretty much set them up on dates and
face
to face bit.
That's me.
Cutting around the cheese. All right, we've got people calling in on 131060 ready to test their Tinder openers with
Great.
You. If anyone knows Tinder openers and the success, it is you. And we've got Malik in Canberra. Hey, man.
Hey, bro. How you going?
Very good, thank you. So this opener, before you release the gold to Holly, is this something that you're using? Is it something in heavy rotation? Is it something that you're thinking about dropping to the masses? What's the history behind this one?
Oh, I was just talking to my dad about pickup lines and he told me this one.
Okay, passed down. Family generation. Love it. Old school. What is it?
Hey, Gil, are you from Target? Because I think Cupid just hit us.
Oh, what does she think?
I think there's too many layers there, to be honest.
There is. Okay, let's deconstruct this for half a second. Are you from Target because...
Cupid just hit us?
Because Cupid,
yeah, Cupid just hit us.
Are you from... Do you work at Target? Because Cupid
yeah,
just
yeah,
hit
you
us.
Work there. I remember.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I thought it was. Well, what do we reckon out of five, Holly? Is it going to get a response? Is it going to get any response?
I think women will be more confused.
Confused.
Responsive.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, looks like Daddy doesn't know best. Malik, back yourself in, son. Back yourself in.
Oh, thanks, fellas.
All right, back to the drawing board. Thanks, man. Zane in Melbourne, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Talk us through the background first before you release the gold. So where are you getting this from? How'd you figure it out?
Oh, I don't actually remember. It was just like I sort of came up with on the spot one day.
Sometimes greatness happens like that, doesn't it? Sometimes the best ideas in life are the ones that just float in at their own accord. All right, hit us with it.
Yeah, I don't know how I came up with your fun.
Okay, go for it, Zane. What is it?
My favourite one is, what's your number, cucumber?
That's cute. Is there any emojis?
Oh, you know, sometimes the cucumber emoji doesn't find it.
That's cute. I'd give that a 4 out of 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And so would you reply with the number?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
But it gets you an in. Gets
yes,
you an in.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an
not
in.
Bad. Okay. All right. Stick with that, I'd say, Zane. How's that going for you, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it goes right sometimes.
Thank you, Jacob in Melbourne. Last call on 131060. What's the history behind it first? Is this just coming to you?
Not much history. I don't know. You just kind of find it. You know, you've been tindering for a while and it comes through.
And do you feel you're onto a good thing? Because sometimes I think I've got the gold and I'll go back over and I've got a lot of non-bites here with that.
Right.
Maybe I'm going to take it out of the rotation system. So
this one works. I bring it into rotation sometimes.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, what is it?
Well, it's a knock-knock joke, so, you know, knock-knock.
Knock-knock. Who's there?
Honeybee.
Who?
Honeybee.
Oh, honeybee.
Honeybee who?
Honeybee, a doll, and give me your number.
I love the direct number request, like, right off the bat.
People are very keen for the number straight away.
It's creative. Mm. I would give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Mm. Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jacob. I'm sensing a pattern there. It's the very obvious sort of lame pickup. Not lame, but, you know, the very obvious, like, tongue-in-cheek,
yes.
lame, cheesy pickup
yes.
one.
Yes.
Do you think that category is the most effective?
I think probably more effective is to go have a look through their profiles. I know that goes against your strategy, your personal
strategy. Once I've matched with them.
Yeah, okay. So once you've matched them, go through and have a look at their photos and their profile and pick something out that you can maybe ask a question about.
Yep.
So it shows you spent a little bit of time.
Yep.
seeing what they're about.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. If you can combine that, the quirky opener, with one of their interests,
both of them together is fine.
That's the goal. That's the jackpot. Oh, well done. All right. Holly Barter from Matchsmith. I mean, this show is a piece of shit and we have no budget, so we can't pay you, but you can say whatever you want in the next 10 seconds to plug your own business, so it was worthwhile for you coming in.
Yes. Just go to matchsmith.com if you want to have me work for you and manage your apps.
Epic.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
There's not a whole heap left to cover tonight. But there is one important thing, something that makes my blood boil. The band Baby Names list of 2018 has been released. So, yes, I'm very well aware that it's 2019. The births, deaths and marriages registry has released all the names that got knocked back last year. Yes, that's right. There's point where a beautiful moment between a loving couple have their newborn, their little princess or little prince. They say, oh yeah, we're gonna call it this, and people have to step in and say, no, you're not, mate. I said, what do you mean? Free country? No, it's not. You'll be paying your taxes. You'll be playing by our rules when it comes to baby names as well. There's certain ones you can't do. A total of 66 names in general. I got the boot last year. The Department of Internal Affairs has released the whole list. 6 babies missed out on being called King. Can't call someone King. Now, this one's actually got a serious tone to it, because not only does it sound like a crock of shit if you call a one-day person King, it gets a little tetchy, because, of course, there are serious kings in the world, and otherwise people would start calling themselves King, and then they try and, like, you know, pretend they're a king and all that. King Arthur wouldn't be happy about that kind of thing. So 6 kings. Obviously, all of them knocked back. There was a Heaven Princess Star. But the princess had double Z at the end, like Princess. Heaven Princess Star. Oh, thank God. Thank God they vetoed it. You had Cairo King as well. Sounds like more of like a funky chiropractor or something. And your King Coil Mattress. Cairo King. No chance. KYRO-KING. What baby names need to be banned on 131060? Royale Bubs. One mum wanted to call her little princess Royale Bubs with a Z at the end as well. What's with the Z? You've jazzed it up enough. The S at the end's fine. No, Royale Bubs isn't going to get to like grade 9 and all their like peers go, oh, hey, Royale Bubs, what's with the name? Why is there no Z at the end of your name? You're trying to be funky. Can you believe that? She spelled Bubs the correct way and her name's Royale Bubs. What a weirdo. No need. You don't need to jazz up the jazz. Jeff Montgomery, Registrar at General of Births, Deaths and Marriages, said that you need to rethink swear words, names of more than 70 letters, numbers, or anything unpronounceable like a backslash or a punctuation mark. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame, because I was planning on calling my firstborn hashtag. This is bad news for me. There's no problem if you want to give your child a spelt out number or even a silly name, but remember your child has to live with it. No, no, no. Whoa, Jeff, don't encourage them. You give these parents an inch, you take a mile. I've got dear friends of mine. They're great people. Apart from a very small part of their brain that thinks the second they have a kid that they need to reinvent the wheel and figure out something huge, something of a game changer. Just had their daughter. You know what they've called her? 3 months old she is now. Lovely little Myrtle. Myrtle? Myrtle? I said, what do you mean Myrtle? They're like, yeah, M-Y-R-T-L-E, Myrtle. Like lemon and Myrtle? I said, no, like turtle, but with an M is what you've just done.
I don't mind Myrtle. I think Myrtle's kind of cute.
Myrtle's nice for an 80-year-old woman. Myrtles need to phase out the Myrtles now. You can't reintroduce. They think Myrtle's making a comeback. It's not. I'm telling you. Right now, they say Myrt for short. Myrt? Myrt for short? No way.
With the band Baby
Names. Yeah, band Baby Names on 131060 is what we want to figure out. Names that just cannot see the light of day ever again. Producer Jack, you got one?
Yeah, I think that Susan needs to go. Susan, it's not coming back. Mm. It's like a name that was like a one-off, but you never should see it ever again on anyone under 40.
I
just think it should be banned from now on.
I think you need to think.
It's a nice name though. I do like it for like other like women now named Susan.
I'm glad you said
that. But I wouldn't want it to come back for like a baby.
Okay, I'm glad. It's a very difficult, tetchy area, because we've got a lot of Susans who call up the show all the time. I'm pretty sure the most frequent name who listens to the show is a 45-year-old Susan. apologies to all 45-year-old Susans out there. What producer Jack is saying is you're all beautiful in your own right, but it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, and we need to phase that shiz out. Producer Alex.
Yeah, I'm sick of the Sarahs. There's just too many of them. I love Sarahs. My cousin is called Sarah, but it's becoming a problem.
I hear
how hard it is on the phones with all the Sarahs?
I hear. You don't hate the name Sarah, but there's just too many these days. It's muddy in the waters. Yeah, I hear you. 131060, what baby names need to be banned? We'll get the calls on next. Last phoner of the night. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Hell haveth no fury like a man scorned. I mean, it is my business. It is my business what other people call their children. It makes me infuriatingly mad. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. Call up with the band's baby name. Ban the baby name. Some just shouldn't be let through to the keeper. I'm fine with a nice little Josh, a Michael, a little Claire, perhaps. Oh, yeah, little Juliet. Look at little Juliet cooing. Oh, look at little fingers grabbing onto Grandma's thumb. Isn't she adorable? Let the baby take centre stage. Don't be muddying the waters with all these nuts names. People get too distracted. Banned baby names list of 2018. A list has just been released of all the names that parents wanted to call their newborns last year, and the government have had to step in and say, no, you can't do it. You can't. And I'm right by them. Cairo King. Heaven Princess Star, Royale Bubs are all names that were knocked back last year by parents legitimately wanting to call their kid that. Don't do it. 131060, what name needs to be banned? Myrtle is on the list. Producer Jack offended every single Susan listening by saying he didn't want anyone else called Susan. And producer Alex, he has a good point. He's not saying he doesn't like the name Sarah, but he wants the name Sarah to be banned just so that we can give Sarahs the space and the air that they deserve. It was like China for a while. There were too many children. So they had to dial it back for the one-child policy. We need a no-Sarah policy just for a few years. And then all of a sudden the economy will collapse. We'll realise we need our Sarahs back doing all the secretarial work. And then we'll have to introduce them back into society again. Shane Victoria, what's the banned baby name, you reckon?
I think any name that is named after a car, like Mercedes, Porsche.
Oh, yeah.
Mustang,
yes. Yes.
And the name Shaniqua.
All cars plus Shaniqua. It's a great rule. It sounds good to me. Sounds very good indeed. Bet Mercedes Corby's listening in her car right now. And what's so weird and bogany about my name? Everything. Thank you. Nikki in Melbourne on 131060. What name needs to be banned?
Hi, I'm a nurse and we have a laugh all the time at some of the names we see come through. I have seen a little girl named Magic Magpie.
No.
Her parents were Magpie supporters.
Collingwood fans.
Yep.
Magic Magpie. See, this is I know you're a nurse, Nikki, but this is all. I know you don't work for the government, the births, deaths, the marriages, but this is onus is upon you every now and then as a midwife to sort of pull them aside and sort of look at them right in their one eye and their three teeth and say, hey, are you sure you want to call your kid Magic Magpie?
Hey, I just want that T-shirt that says I see dumb people everywhere. So,
have you got a few more?
Yes, with one of our doctors, when he did his residency, he was saying that there was a baby in the emergency named Death.
Oh, come on. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, there's something very romantic about death. We thought that we'd capture it in a newborn baby. It's got no concept of life itself yet, but it's so deep. I want to vomit.
I've seen twin girls named Brandy and Whiskey. Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah.
I've seen Veyron after Bugatti, the car.
I got nothing on that. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, but it's just Bogan Central.
I mean, the point is that the people are getting away with madness right under your nose. That's the point, isn't it, Nikki?
It is. Like that one that was in the news, Absidy.
ABCDE. ABCDE, I know. And the scary thing is, Absidy started out, you could spell it ABCD. And then someone thought, well, you know what? I'll go one better, Absidy. Soon, we're going to be reading this year, somebody's going to call them Absideth. And we're just going to keep going. Someone will be called the whole alphabet one day. James in Bendigo. What baby name should be banned? Hello, good, thanks.
We had a kid here in Bendigo named on Anzac Day a couple of years ago when it was born. And in honour of the Anzacs, its parents royally decided to call it Aussie Trooper.
Oh, God. Look, honour the Anzacs. We all do. Go to the morning service. You don't have to have a baby. You call it Aussie Trooper.
I have a rule of thumb, though, Danny. I do have a very good rule of thumb.
Okay.
When naming my children, I had a test. If I've heard it screamed out in a supermarket aisle, I'm not calling it. Mason!
Mason! Mason! Mason and Jazaden, get back here!
Kyle, come back here!
Kyle, stop opening up the muesli bars! Thank you. Craig and Nary Warren, wrap this up on 131060. What baby name needs to be banned?
My girlfriend is dead set on naming our child Starly, and I just want Danny Lakey's endorsement to put this to bed because she's listening to the radio right now. I just want you to tell her right now, just stop it.
All right. Now, was this inspired by the song that we are responsible for playing? I think it got a high rotation a couple of years ago. You can't stop the tears from falling down. That bad boy? Does that have anything to do with it?
No, I'll tell you what it has to do with, and this is going to make it even worse for you. It's to do with a Pokemon.
Oh God, no, no!
So we can rule that one out for us.
I hereby declare Craig's girlfriend Natty Warren should not call her baby Starly. It makes me want to vomit out of both holes.
That is fantastic. That's amazing. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.